you know, as a public health person, I would think that the goal that I would see to really stabilize the system and therefore make it less of a crisis issue when you get to have a pandemic flu, which we know will again occur as was predicted, even though they're rare events, they do occur, is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And what we foresee in the future is that influenza vaccine will be something that is essentially a routine vaccination for everyone. And if we then transition that into the universal vaccine, then you may only have to do that every couple of years and get people protected not only from seasonal flu, but from pandemic flu. In my mind, that's the end game. And that's good for the companies too, because they're going to know and predict that every year, the vast majority of the American population is going to get vaccinated, not having to guess, will they or will they not this year or next year?
Oh, right. I thought that clip was longer, but you're right. It was only 55 seconds. Hello, everybody. It is Tuesday, January 11, 2022. It's 8:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. Do this show Sunday to Thursday around 8 o'clock, between 8 and 8:30. And you can find the show schedule, and there's really not a lot there, but it shows you all the places you can click on to get the show, fakeologist.com/live. If you go right to the top of the show, actually right to the top of the blog at fakeologist.com/blog, you should see some places to click. And what did I do? Did I fix this up yet? I actually added a new page, but I don't see it right now. Oh, here it is, Vaccine Danger Resources. Click on Vaccine Danger Resources. There's a subheading called Infinite Papers. And this is where my buddy Baby Yoda posts his papers. Well, I wanted to have a clean place to find all the links to his papers. And here they are. We've got so many of them now. So here's a link to his Telegram channel. And it's not an easy name to find. As a matter of fact, it's a set of letters, about 15 deep, up and upper and lower case. So you need this link. If you click on this link, you'll see this window here, Infinite Papers. You need to have Telegram, though, on your phone. I think it's a phone only app sign up. If you don't have it, then you're not going to get it. That's why I wanted to create a website, because I don't think he has a website where you can click all these links. So you have access to all these good links. Now, all these links are links to PDF files. They're usually in Dropboxes. Dropbox is a place you can store files. I don't know what great big tech entity owns the Dropbox system. It's probably huge. But anyway, the point there is these are dynamic pages. So Infinite Papers. He is constantly updating these papers. So the point there is, I can save a copy of these PDFs on my server, but they're always changing, so my copies would always be out of date. I think it's best to just leave these links to Hotlink right to his Dropbox. That way you get the latest. He adds pictures, he updates internal links. And who does he got here? All your favorites. He's got Del Bigtree, Dr. Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, who he describes as a pro-vaccine soft opposition agent. Dr. Malone is a dark vaccine wizard. Dr. Michael Yeadon, a pro-vaccine drug hunter and racist. He's got David Martin. He talks about the unvaccinated pandemic hoax. Smallpox is a hoax. Fantastic tale of pro-vaccine queen Dolores Cahill. Excess deaths and expected deaths. These are all papers, by the way, in the spirit of Miles Mathis, who does the same type of writing and format. How to Lie with Statistics. Coronavirus Sequencing Machines, Conflicts of Interest. The Truth About Ebola. Li Menga Yan is a fake whistleblower. I've never heard of her. Controlled opposition clown Rashid Buttar, who is May Parsons. I don't know all these people, so if you know them or don't know them, you might want to click before you waste too much time with these people. Secrets of Barbara Lowe Fisher. James Corbett is not your friend. I listened to James. I know he is not a September Clues 9/11 person, but you might want to read this paper. Arlene Howard, Provac PR queen. I don't know that person. Paul put the Offit in profit. Paul Offit. Yeah, there's a little thing I got to edit there. Eisenhower was a war criminal. I think I read someone's take on that. Okay. Spook Dr. Michael Baden. I don't know that guy. Beware of vax-injured LARPers. Okay, let's look at that one. In order to understand the subject of this document, please watch this video. Ooh, it's my video. FakoTube. All right. Right. Okay. See, if you click on it, you'll get the link, and then you can click on this, I guess. And it should bring up FakoTube. So let's take a look. Do we remember this one? 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
On January 20th, Maddie received her second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine as a participant in the clinical trial for 12 to 15-year-olds. All three of our kids volunteered and were excited to participate in the trial as a way to help us all return to
normal. Don't you love children? Children have a hard time lying because they're pure.
My husband works in the medical field and I have a degree in electrical engineering. We are pro-vaccine and pro-science. Which is
pro-vaccine and pro-science. Yet her life is completely ruined, but she's still pro-vaccine. How does that reconcile? How does that make sense?
Why we agreed to let Maddie and her two older brothers volunteer for the trial. Before Maddie got her final dose of the vaccine, she was a healthy 12-year-old.
You can't stop
who
smiling.
Who got straight A's and had lots of friends. She had a life. She was energetic. She was not like this. Although she does still have lots of friends.
Is she laughing because her mother is pretend crying? I'm just trying to figure out why one would laugh. Because you know it's a ruse. I got that. But she must be laughing because she's so amazed that maybe her mother can cry on command. And maybe she was practicing for a week in front of the mirror. This person, she just looks so happy.
Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. Over the next 2.5 months, her abdominal muscle and nerve pain became unbearable. She developed additional symptoms that included gastroparesis, nausea and vomiting, erratic blood pressure and heart rate, memory loss, she mixes up words, brain fog, headaches, dizziness, fainting, she fell and hit her head, and then seizures. She developed verbal and motor tics. She had loss of feeling from the waist down and muscle weakness. Drastic changes in her vision, urinary retention and loss of bladder control, severely irregular and heavy menstrual cycles, and eventually she had to have an NG tube put in to get nutrition. All of these symptoms are still here today. Some days are worse than others. Our greatest challenge came when her doctors began to consider an alternative diagnosis. Well, she really didn't have one before. So because they couldn't figure it out, one physician labeled her as having functional neurologic disorder.
Yeah, looks like a fun time. I wonder what she's getting paid. But the end game for that, I think, Infinite Papers, and I haven't, I've read this, but I think the main part is that the end game is more, well, the main mantra of vaccines, and if you watch all these people, all these vaccinators, it's always safe and effective. They've been saying this for 25, 35, 45 years. Safe and effective, safe and effective. The end game for these actors is to get more safer and effective vaccines. Now, whether they be needles or nose sprays, whatever they are, they're going to be administered and they're going to be tracked and they're going to be traced. And you're going to need them all the time to be allowed to have your life passport where you can function in society. You know, the way you do, the way you did BC before COVID. That is the end game, is so they can track and trace the hell out of you and control all your resources, all your movements, everything. It's a digital passport. It's a digital tracking service. It's a digital. It's just, it is so all-encompassing that it's hard to believe that it can be implemented at all. But it's, I would say it's a 10 to 25 year plan. This, it's not going to all be go time in a year. It's just going to constantly improve with technology. So here's this paper, and here's another link. Read the comments. So who exactly are these people and who are in for? See, here's another link. And this is going to peaceofmindful.com. And this is written by, who wrote this? Oh, Steve Kelly. Wait, did Steve Kelly write this? Now I'm confused because there's multiple contributors on Peace of Mindful. Oh, Steffers wrote it. Yeah, actually, I got to get Steffers on the podcast. He does some really good work on peaceofmindful.com. 164 thoughts. Well, there's tons of content here. If you're going to spend any time on quality blogs, then you may as well go by my list. That's the whole point of my blog, my video service. It's to get you to focus on the proper material. That's why I tend to recycle or go to the same sources rather and post, because we only have a small amount of time, an infinite amount or a finite amount of time rather. We have to really concentrate on our efforts if we want to learn what's going on. This is another great resource. Okay, let's say hi to whoever is here tonight. I didn't even see. Is anyone here? Oh, we got a few people here tonight. We will go to the top. We've got Par, you're first. Skate and Destroy, hello. Everyone likes to hear their name. Lost Spider Phallus, hello. Don't Be a Dog's Body, hello. Who's Susan Powter? Oh, Powter, I don't know. Napoleon, hello. And who else we got here? Tunax, hello. And Tunax, you enjoyed the Adam Curry, Texas Slim. Yes, I put that on FakoTube. The reason I put it on FakoTube is because a lot of people, for whatever device they're using, they may not download or play an audio file. But I'm trying to make it as convenient as possible. And we'll go to FakoTube, and we'll take a look and see what I'm talking about. Yeah, Adam Curry did a broadcast with Texas Slim, whoever that is. And he's talking about technology and the plan they have for the food industry. And he drops a real interesting bomb in the middle of his talk with Adam Curry. Yeah, Adam Curry has another podcast, by the way. It's where he interviews people one-on-one. He has only got a few interviews in the last few years, and I didn't even realize it's a separate stream. But the bomb that he put on the podcast that his guest put on, who was from the Hill Country in South Texas, he's talking about Cargill and the Cargill Corporation, which comprises many, many vertically integrated big agri corporations, is about 88, nice number, percent owned by the Cargill / McMillan family. And their gross revenues are $120 or $130 billion. That's a pretty incredible amount of money for a family that you probably never heard of. And apparently they have an intelligence agency that rivals the CIA for all the reasons you can imagine, mainly probably to protect their interests, including protect their identities. Because I guarantee Cargill or McMillan or those people are not household names, say like the Bill Gates or Fauci's of the world. When we ask the question, who are they? Well, they have a lot to do with what's going on in your life, even though you have no idea who they are. Doesn't take a lot of search to find out, but it's not advertised and it's certainly not promoted by the phony truthers out there. If you really want to have a listen, let me skip through and see if I can find some of the juicy bits, because it really does blow your mind what they want to do.
And so it wasn't about safety. It wasn't about, hey, you're going to make somebody else sick if you go out to a restaurant. That had nothing to do with it.
So here's a couple questions. So this data set that was created, so from the outside looking in, it's a total mess when it comes to the registration of people's.
Recently, the fake meat industry has run into some issues as well.
Before we get to the fake meat,
sure.
You know, in these types of conversations, I'm just as guilty of it. We talk about them, they,
here we go.
What they want, etc.
Oh, I nailed it.
Can we put some definition around that? Because in general, I like to humanize people. It's very easy to say this guy's a dick. You know, Mark Cuban, right. Clearly an a-hole. I mean, right. I think he's a transhumanist and he believes that technology will improve life. And so he has a very different belief system. But who do you, and Mark Cuban seems like too small a player to really be part of them, they, and the big overall picture. How do you see that structure?
I see it as people like the WEF, of course. Mm-hmm. I see it with the IMF. I see it with the central banks, of course, the Fed. You know, people talk Bill Gates. You just brought Cuban. Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates is really the distraction here. You know, he's a billionaire distraction, of course, and he does have an effect. He has an effect on people's spirit in a lot of ways that people don't realize, as far as, you know, everybody's focusing on all the shitty stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's really answering to a bigger play. And that's why I always talk about the source of the seed. And it's dangerous for me to talk about Monsanto and Cargill. That's who I focus on, because they started in the United States of America. You know, Cargill family goes back a long time. Let's put it that way. You can't reach the Cargill family. They're not out in public. They do that by design. Cargill has a intelligence structure that mirrors the CIA. They have 7,000 people on the ground at any one time.
Whoa.
So you want to talk about somebody that doesn't want you to know who they are, and you say, who is they? Well, it's those guys that really don't want you to know who the hell they are. They want you to know Bill Gates. They want you to know
right.
Mark Cuban, and that's by design. So
in,
we can say
in 2019, 23 Cargill McMillan family members owned 88% of the company, which in 2019 earned $113.5 billion in revenue.
There you have it.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Why do they need our attention?
Gotcha.
They don't need Oprah. You know, Bill Gates has put on Oprah in 60 Minutes so he can be the distraction. And so,
okay, so let's talk about the Cargill McMillan family. Let's just give me a little primer since you focus on those guys.
Well, Cargill, I mean, just look at their family. How far do they go back? I mean, they go back to the monarchies. You know, they go back.
By the way, that's something I've said a lot. All these houses of this and that in Europe, it goes back to Venice. These rich European families, they've never lost the money. They've never lost it. They've maintained it, and now they've made it into a pile bigger than ever. Because they've got the whole world now. Got the whole world under lockdown, under control. I mean, the power is staggering, and it's all because of technology more than anything.
So far that it's even hard to trace. And so how much do they control? Who controls our seed? And, you know, who truly controls the source of our seed, controls the source of everything that we are? And they've done that even before America was America. So put that into perspective.
Okay.
And so why would they ever give up the control of that seed? Why would they not manipulate that seed in a way that will control us in ways that we don't understand? And so that's all you really need to know about that family. They're very protective. They don't like to be known. They like to make billions of dollars because it's really not about the money anymore. I mean, they probably have a say-so when money gets printed, you know, and right. I don't have any proof of that. That's just me. But
so when you say go back to the seed, the seed is the source. Is that in your mind? Is so truly the seed, one seed, be it, you know, corn or wheat or whatever it is, sure. That is the genesis of all yes. this change because of the manipulation of the seed?
Yes, 100%. It goes back to biblical times. It goes back to us even understanding what the seed was in the history of man. The only thing that we know for sure is the purity of our life, of the way we think, of our spirit, of who we are, of our truth, of our honesty.
All right. I hope that gave you a good taste. Definitely listen to that. Very interesting. Lots of technical talk in there. Tells you how they're going to track and trace food. And they really have, just like the rest of the economy, they have to shut it down and restart it the way they want it. That's the whole point. So the whole food supply is going to be shut down. But that's why, so they can use their Masonic phrase, build back better. That's the whole point. I don't know how they're going to do it. I know they're using the plague laws, the virus, to do it by shutting down factories and processing plants and starving out the farmers, because if the processing plants are closed and the farmers will lose money and go broke, and only the big ones with fine deep pockets will survive. But I got this video. Here's another video I'm going to play. I got this off Greg's site. Now, it was mainly an expose on Randy Vaughn, who allegedly died. But it still has lots of good stuff in it. I'm going to post the whole video, but this was a clip I got out of it, because this was a clip that had Alex Jones in it. And as you know, I'm really hot on the idea that vaccine injury is what causes pancreatitis, which is what leads to the disabling or destruction of the... That's a tough word to spell. Pancreatitis. I think I got it right. Pancreatitis leads to the destruction of the pancreas, which means no insulin, and then you are dependent on the medical system for artificial insulin, which, while it works, it's probably harmful, and it's just not good. And now that I... a vaccine injured person that I live with, it's even worse. Well, Alex Jones was reading the insert of whatever vaccine, maybe the MMR, who knows? It's definitely a childhood vaccine. And it is listed as an effect. I won't call it a side effect. I'll call it a primary effect. It's listed as a primary effect of vaccines. Have a listen.
Age of what it does to you, including death. Look right here. Death from various, and in some cases, look right here. Digestive system, pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting. And it just goes on. Endocrine system, diabetes. See, because it destroys your pancreas.
That's right.
And they say, oh, it's genetic. You know, week after you get the shot, your kids, it's pancreatitis. Their pancreas is gone. Now they're diabetic. They tell you, oh, it's type 1. It's genetic. No, they just, your child's pancreas. They fried it. Had an autoimmune response. So does the brain. That's why your kid has a convulsion. They have blood in the brain. Then they do a CAT scan. There's blood. Oh, you beat your child. They're going to take your child. No, they... And it gets into all of the different things it can do to your brain. I mean, you really should go read this. There's just hundreds of them. Look at this. Death. Vaccination with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. And then it goes on to break down death there.
I break down death. How could you break down death? Yeah. So if anyone has any information on the on some specific information on people that are investigating vaccine damage causing pancreatitis, causing diabetes, type 1 diabetes, which is the zero production of insulin, let me know. Send it to my email, ima@fakeologist.com. I do have many of you guys sending me emails. I appreciate it. It's a great place to send me links. You can also... That's my primary thing that I read. And now that people are sending me stuff, it's hard to keep up. So if I don't respond, don't be offended. You can just keep sending it. And I get lots of stuff. Here's something from Mark. He sent me an email today. I'm watching the video on 33. Do I have a video on 33? Let's check it. Let's jump into FakoTube and see. So we'll just do a search. Go to the top of FakoTube. There's a search bar. Fakeologist.com/blog has a search bar. You can also go there. Let's see. Do I have 33? Okay. Lots of Uncle Odd stuff. Not sure this is the best way to find something because 33 seems a little too... Let's see, 33. I think I had something on 33, the magic number. But I don't see it. I need more of a title. 33 number. That work? Oh, the magic number 33. Here we go. What do I got here?
You may know, as of today... And I say, as of today, at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests for the virus.
Yesterday, we had 22 cases. Today, we have 33 cases. So it's gone up by 11. That brings, those are 11 new cases. 22 goes to 33.
As we sort through this here in Arkansas, today, we have 33 confirmed positive cases in Arkansas.
As of today, we have 33 confirmed cases with residents. We expect those numbers to climb.
As of this afternoon, we have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive.
Well, that's pretty good. So I lifted this video from here. I actually put the source in the description, which I don't always get to do. And he only has 76 views of this video. I got 1,200 views. So thanks to the FakoTube Fakeologist viewers, they found the video, and that's the whole point. I try and grab videos, and this could have been deleted from the original channel, but it's not. So you can click on the original channel and go watch his other videos, which I will. But getting back to the email, the bit with Cuomo struck me. 33, 22, 11. He used all master numbers. There are only three master numbers, according to Mark. 33 is the master of influence. 22 is the master builder. 11 is the master of emotion. You may know this already. Well, I didn't really know it. Numbers have energy, and that is why they use certain numbers every time. I've tried to show people I know this, and they still fail. They still fall for these stories every time. It is witchcraft. I gave up on people that I know. Your latest audio with the guys from Texas is awesome. Thank you, Mark, a.k.a. Buffalo Rome. Thank you, Mark, for writing. Okay, now that I've read that, I will archive that. And by the way, Mark, you can leave these comments on FakoTube. FakoTube has a comment says a section. Just register and put your comment in there. It's a good comment, though. Actually, I should cut and paste that right now that we're talking, and put that in for you, because I like it, and I like others to be able to find these comments. And where is it? Okay, so 33, that's a great comment. So I'm going to paste that myself for you, and others can read your comment. If you have a comment like that, definitely put it on a public place, because sending it to me just means I see it, and you want everyone to read your stuff. Put it in there. That's really good stuff. Did the whole thing paste? Let's see. Doesn't look like it. No, the whole thing didn't paste. What's going on? Master of Emotion. Paste that in. Okay, there. Now the whole thing should paste. Okay, good. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for your email. Thanks for everyone for contributing. Okay, that comment is good. That's golden. Earlier tonight, I was working with John from last night's show. I hope you like John. John is, as he said, a savant. He's super smart at his research, but he's having trouble setting up a mic. So if that doesn't tell you something about savants, that sometimes the easier things are hard to do. But he's going to come back probably tomorrow on the Discord. We got him on Discord. He gave him some tips on Discord. He's going to have better quality audio. And I like the guy. And he's going to tell all his friends. He's got an email list. And he's going to tell them to meet him. And maybe you can call in tomorrow. And he's going to tell them to call in. He really focuses well on questions. But ask the guy anything about this COVID hoax. Because otherwise he will go down every rabbit hole diversion under the sun. So definitely hit him up with a question. But call in tomorrow, please. We should start at 8 o'clock because I know he has so much to say, we're always going to go probably 2 hours. So try and call tomorrow. I should put that in the show schedule for tomorrow. So I'll try and do that. But definitely check him out. And remind me, I'm going to leave this post so I can contact Steffers and see what she has to say. Where is she here? Steffers. Steffers? Okay. One thing that drives me crazy about blogs or anyone, they never put contact information. I think it's so difficult to find it. Why is it so hard to get contact info? Where is your contact info, Steffers? So all that did was list all your blog posts. I have no way of contacting Steffers. Great. I think I'm really hard, really easy to contact. I've got, does Mark even put his email address? Or phone number? I don't see that either. Come on, guys. You guys have to put contact information. Unless you don't want to be contacted. You can contact me a million ways to Sunday. And some people do call me. And I'll post though. I post all my phone calls. So if don't say anything you don't want recorded, because it's recorded. And I'll make a show out of it. Because people do like to listen. And I don't talk about nonsense. At least I try not to. But make sure when you call, you're prepared. Yeah, Slim said, we are the commodity and we're on the blockchain. Dirty Benny, hello. Dirty Benny has many posts, especially EGI on the Fakeologist forums, fakeologist.com/forums2. Peteroo, hello. Peteroo is from Unterrible. Yeah, I'd like to get Steffers on Dirty Benny. I don't read tons of her, but yeah, it would be good to get her on and she could just tell us. I don't have to read all of her stuff. As you can see here, I put down FAK457, the Fakeologist show. January 11th, 2022. That's another pet peeve of mine. All these guys that make videos, they don't put dates in the video. It's really hard to track if we're watching something old or not. I spent some time, Northern Tracy, she sent me an email with the best videos for vaccine damage. And every single link in her email was dead. They all pointed to YouTube. They were all gone. So before you send emails, everybody, make sure the link works. Now, it just so happens I have most of those videos already. If you go to fake11.com/vax, you'll be able to share how much? 11 gigabytes worth of videos and books. And tonight, at least, two people that are on that peer list. And if you do sync with that, please leave your computer on so others can upload or download from your computer. It just saves, it speeds things up. But what it is, we're just mirroring this information. We're mirroring this information, making it easy for people. So please do me a favor and leave your computer on. And I also have five people synchronizing FakeoTube. FakeoTube has 275 gigabytes worth of video. I'm a quarter way to my limit of 1 terabyte. Again, to make things go faster, leave your computer. That way we can sync at a faster clip. So people that are uploading or downloading, we'll be able to grab them from different computers and make things faster. Okay. And all my shows, by the way, all the audios can be downloaded as well. If you go to fakeologist.com/audio, you will be able to synchronize all my audios using this syncing program. So consider using that. If you're having trouble downloading stuff, give it a whirl. Buffalo Rome, you tried to comment? Okay. That's okay. I put it in there. I put it in there for you, man. That's fine. This is what I mean. This computer business, it's difficult for people to figure it out and get logged in. It's, after all these years, it's still a nuisance. Now, of course, Bill Gates will make it easy. He'll just hold your ID 2020 chip. It's in your wrist, left or right, up to your computer, log you in. But you should be able to do it yourself. There's a good password program called RoboForm that I've been using for the last 10 years. It still works. It's quite good. and it saves all your passwords. So I suggest you use that. Save and log in to passwords and logins. That's at the top of my blog, fakeologist.com/blog. If you go to the very top, you will see things under about and things ab likes. So log in there. Well, I haven't even looked at the blog yet, and I've been yapping for 45 minutes. It'd be nice to end the show early once, because tomorrow's going to be a big show if John makes it in. So we will go back to the blog and just browse through things. Don't forget that most of the blog posts and the FakoTube posts, they go automatically to the Discord, and people do like that because they do actually make comments on the on the Discord. So here's a comment, and I'm gonna let me just bring up the Discord so you can see it. Let me do that for you so you don't have to. There's your Discord. This is what I'm talking about. Love the Discord. Go find the others. He enjoyed last night's show. He listened to it at 1.5 speed. The guy talked really quickly. So at 1.5 speed, I think you'll miss everything. Al listened at 1.3 speed. Eva says, wow, this guy can talk. Ab, you have so much patience. It wasn't easy to get him back to the broad strokes. Yes, he really, I think that's a feature of an autistic / Asperger / what's the right word? OCD type personality, which he probably is. He can really, really focus and dive super deep. Yeah, I have to see. This is the problem. I get comments all over the place. Al loved the tech and cattle, which we just played a bit of. He liked that. Oh, I spelled on a roll right wrong. On a roll. There you go. Here's FakoTube. So all the videos that I put up on FakoTube, they now finally pop up here automatically with a bot. And you can go to the general chat. Tons of stuff. Look at all the stuff people put up here. It's really hard to keep up. There's Trumpy's husband, wife. He has a pinched torus around the collar. Oh, that's interesting. A torus. Okay, just all kinds of stuff here. I try and dig through this to find links. But again, if you really want me to see it, email me. I'm at fakeologist.com or fakeologist.com/contact. It's got contact page, my phone number. It's all on there. We've got a COVAIDS forum. We've got solutions, memes, quotes, music, 9/11. Let's see what we have on music. Lots of stuff here, not necessarily related to truth. Yep, so that is the Discord. If you're not a member, join in. All you have to do is create a password for Discord and go to the intake room. And then verify room to voice verify. Make sure your mic's working. Go to audio setup in Discord. Make sure it's working before you try and talk. Otherwise, we'll have a problem. Go back to the blog. Okay, Tracy did a good post on antibody and insanity. Tracy does great. She has two blogs. She has a WordPress blog and a Blurt blog. Let me see if she's got anything on the Blurt blog before I have her Blurt blog come into my Feedly program. Oh, she's got more stuff on the Blurt blog than her West blog. Okay, so she does a discussion on antibodies. We're going to look at that. Are antibodies real or fake? Well, I think antibodies are part of a false paradigm myself. I think the immune system is a false way of looking at things. So she's cross-posting to both. So she's talking about antibodies, and she lifted that from Tom Cowan. The whole vaccine business is built on the very dodgy foundation of a theory called the immune system. Vaccines are tested for, this is really important. Vaccines are tested for efficacy by measuring antibody levels, which everyone believes equates some form of immunity to reinfection. See, that's totally wrong. What if antibodies were not what we've been told? And this is a really good post. I think Tracy should come back if she's listening, and we should talk about this, because we really need to blow apart all these myths and so we can stop wasting our time on them. He said that the normal trials on a new vaccine were not possible in Britain because of the relatively small numbers of people who contracted the disease. Instead, scientists had tested whether the vaccine produced sufficient antibodies. This is funny. From repeated medical investigations, it would seem that antibodies are about as useful as a black eye in protecting the victim from further attacks. The word antibody covers a number of even less intelligible words, quaint relics of Ehrlich side chain theory, which the greatest of experts, McDonough, tells us is essentially unintelligible. Now that the old history, mythology, and statistics of vaccination have been exploded by experience, the business has to depend more upon verbal dust thrown in the face of the lay public. The mere layman, assailed by antibodies, receptors, haptophores, etc., is only too pleased to give up the fight and leave everything to the experts. This is just what they want, especially when he is so pleased that he also leaves them lots and lots of real money. Does he get this off whale.to? Let's see. Does she get this off whale.to? Okay, this is an old 2000. Okay. An old story. 2000. See, there's been people talking about this for 20, 30, 40 years online, at least. So this is really good. Oh, this is from dole.html. Let me look at this. This is a book called The Blood Poisoners. What's an entire book on here? Should we save this one? Yes, we should. Where am I going to save it to? I'm going to save it to Vax Directory by Vax. We're going to save that. So this is a really worthwhile book, and it's going in the Vaxxed directory, The Blood Poisoners. We're going to save that one. This is how you find stuff. And that's the best thing to call the people of Pfizer, CDC, FDA. Call them the vaccinators. That sounds ominous, doesn't it? The vaccinators. And actually, it reminds me of a pretty good video that I lifted from somewhere. I don't even know where. Let's Let's take a peek at that. Clear the search out of fake. Take a look at this. I'll probably close off the show in a few minutes, but watch this. Here's an inspirational video. I like this.
Russian cowards.
Somebody did a little CGI there themselves. I don't know what movie that was. I thought that was pretty good. Make sure you watch this video with Dr. Nancy Turner Banks. She is really spewing some truth. This video here, the NHS doctor tells the health secretary he won't get jabbed. Most people are saying that's definitely staged. Well, of course it's staged. It's staged right on the surface, but they're very suspicious that of this doctor, and they may be using him as an example. We got some good comments on that. If you go to fakeologist.com/blog, you'll see I posted this video, and there's some great comments on this. Let me just quickly go. Is anyone in the FakeoTube chat? If you are, just say hello in the chat. I don't get too much action over there, but if you want, just type in a few letters, say hello. Going back to Stacy's Blurt blog. Yeah, we really have to blow apart the whole antibody thing because they're pushing the monoclonal antibodies in Florida as if they are some kind of product that you can sell and inject. And this just goes back to the whole point that we need outside help to fix our health. If we just give our body the building blocks, the amino acids that the body can build its own proteins, then the body will take care of itself. It's the most miraculous machine ever. The idea that you need spare parts jammed into your body through injection every week or month or is absolute lunacy. They should create a broccoli passport. If you can prove that you eat broccoli or whatever other healthy food there is, if you can prove that, then you should get your life passport. You should get your life back. Get your life back through the life passport. I'd go for that. Now, I'm not for any kind of passport, period, but if it's the difference between getting a fatal injection and eating some fairly nutritious vegetable, I'll go with the nutritious vegetable. And I still think that they will allow the pure bloods to get away and still function in this society if you want to. You probably won't have the same exact privileges, but if you create enough social credit, I think you'll be able to function. So just hang tight if you're a pure blood. You will be able to function in the future. Don't forget, the end game is just to get everyone scanning QR codes for the rest of their lives. And they know they can't do this overnight because people will see the con. They won't see the need for it. But if they just create this perpetual idea that this injection, and enough people want the injection, believe me, this wouldn't work if people didn't want it. And we know that most people in the Western world are pretty sick from inactivity and food poisoning and toxic environments, electromagnetic and the like. They want their medicine. They really do. And the drug companies are more than happy to give it to them. You have to remember, this is only working because the majority of people want their injection. They really do. So you trying to petition politicians to stop it? No. You're not going to be able to stop the demand. The demand is, it's manufactured demand, but it's still demand. It's still working. So forget trying to petition the politicians that are bought and paid for to stop it. They're not going to get in front of a freight train. It's not happening. However, I think that even the injected people who want their injections, they're going to, we have to basically rely on their good sympathy towards us that don't want to poison ourselves. But I do think we will make it in the end, because as jealous or as vindictive or as nasty as the injected people could be, I think they just want it mainly for themselves. And that's why I'm happy to offer my share up to anyone who is short an injection or five. And don't forget, they changed the term from fully vaccinated to up to date. And I did talk about that. I think they should name it fully charged, like a battery. That would sell. If your vaccine battery is 100%, you're fully charged. I'll happily be running around the world a quarter charged all day long before I'll inject their poison. So I think there will be a place for us in this new world. We just may not get the best seat on the plane. We might have to sit at the back. They might have to put curtains or put some kind of seal on wherever we sit or go. I'm okay with that, if that means survival. Now, I'm not okay with any part of this whole system, but it doesn't seem like us purebloods are going to stop it. Oh, boy. What a life. Yeah, we should, Dirty Benny, but you're not going to be able to. But we're also, yeah, it's a glimmer of hope. There has to be hope. We need hope. My mood goes up and down depending on what I read and depending on who I listen to. I try and post the hopeful stuff. I am quite hopeful. What did I read? I read somewhere that there are just as many people working against this as working for it. We just have to find the people that are working against it. But they're out there. Believe me. Do you think the cattle farmers want to lose their business? Just that one audio with Texas Slim. And by the way, they did that last year. It's a few months old. They're setting up their own beef network in Texas because Texas isn't has their own beef certification. Now, it doesn't help me up here in Canuckistan, but it's good to know that there is a place where you will be able to eat one of the best proteins, beef, in Texas. So networks will be set up when it becomes apparent that this is going to become permanent. And I have no doubt that some form of this tyranny will be permanent. But you'll have to go find the others who are working against it. Because unless they want a war, which they don't, they're going to have to let the people that don't want to be part of this, let them slide under, slide through, or slide around. So yeah, you just have to be patient though. But did she get this off the antibody theory? Okay. Dr. Chase discovered in 1940 that antibodies don't equate to immunity. Did science just forget? I'm going to save this one under the vax. There you go. Don't forget, you can save web pages. And whale.to, I don't know whose site this is, but damn, it's good. There's a lot of good stuff on whale.to. And this is original HTML from 20 years ago. This is what a web page used to look like. And quite frankly, it's very easy to read, find stuff. It's not cluttered with cookies or tracker devices. It's just there. with links. This is how the internet used to look. Hyperlinks everywhere. Okay, it's not perfect. I should watch that tetanus shot. That's the last shot I got, guys. And I was on the floor sicker than
a dog. Hello, my friends of Healthy Alternatives to Vaccinations. I'm here with Dr. Ted Koren, who has been researching vaccinations for 25 years. And he's also written a book. Do you have a copy of your book handy?
Absolutely.
Look at this. It's an unlisted video. It's got 17,000 views. It's 5 years old. This lady only has 700 subscribers. Wow, the tetanus shot also is got pertussis and diphtheria crap in it. My goodness. But they fit. Look at this. Isn't that stunning? God almighty. You know, the doctors, they just don't give you any info whatso frickin' ever. So now I'm going to download this video. This is the beauty of the internet, folks. This is the beauty. You find so much stuff. The tetanus shot. Anyway, that shot left me on the floor sick for 24 hours. Rarely have I ever felt like dying, but that was the one time. It was unbelievable. It was so bad. Okay, so there's a good video to watch. This is a FacoTube style video, people. I haven't even watched it. I know what's going on FacoTube, though.
Vaccination. When did you originally write that book?
When did I write it? I wrote it after I started lecturing on the subject. And all kinds of people were asking me to give them good information on it. And I wanted to give them information that was not dated. You know, because the whole idea of this book, and people can get it on our website, korenpublications.com. I can send you a link if you like.
I'll post it afterwards. I'll post the link.
The whole idea is that these are questions people should ask their doctors or their nurses or themselves so that they'll know very simple questions. And the answers should be obvious, such as do the benefits outweigh the risks? Is it a good idea to vaccinate your child? Did vaccines get rid of any diseases? Are vaccinated children healthier than non-vaccinated children? Or are non-vaccinated children healthier than vaccinated children? This is all pretty much common sense. And I discovered something fascinating. And most people I haven't really talked to about this, but others have commented on it, that if you look at medical literature and you look at the literature criticizing vaccinations, showing the damage done and how ineffective they are in the medical journals, believe it or not, medical journals actually have articles like that. Most people don't know it because most people can't get to medical journals or don't have the background or even know that they exist, but it's based on these journal articles that policy is made, that you're told the vaccines should be given, or you're forced to, or you're told vaccinated kids, to get at school, you have to be vaccinated. I mean, based on these journal articles is all of the science, is all the policy. But if you look at the science, you'd be blown away. The science isn't there. The articles there showing the vaccines cause damage. Even stuff put out by pharmaceutical companies is all over the place. And the articles showing the vaccines don't work and never did work is all over the place. And I was blown away by this. But something very interesting, this is really the point I'm making. If you read the articles that are anti-vaccination or critical of vaccination, you use the word anti-vaccination, people get very nervous. It's like if you criticize people eating white bread, are you anti-food? No, of course not. You're anti-bad food. And if you're if you criticize vaccinations, are you anti-vaccinations? Anti-vaccinations that cause damage and don't benefit people. Fortunately, or unfortunately for the general public, that's all there are. There are no safe, effective vaccines. So it's not like I'm against anything automatically. However, if you look at the articles critical of vaccination, you find that they're fairly straightforward. They're rather easy to follow. The statistics and the data, excuse me, is all rather simple. If you look at the vaccination showing, the medical articles showing vaccinations are safe and effective, it's almost impossible to follow them. The statistics are twisted, the mathematics, you can't follow it. You can't follow any of the pro-vaccine articles. They're so complicated. And that's why when you see an article in a journal, you might go look at the next journal if they'll dare publish it or go on a website.
I guess DC is Dr. Chiropractic. The guy's only got 292 subscribers. Wow. How's that for shadow banning? Boy, here's a... Only 7 thumbs up. Oh, 4 thumbs down. The trolls have got to it. By the way, you can get a plug-in to show the thumbs down. Only 1,000 views, and it doesn't even show anything. People are blasting them there. What do we got here? Wow, he really doesn't have... Well, does he have anything on this? Okay, truth about vaccinations. Okay, he's been doing this for a while. I can't find his book, a PDF, anywhere. If you can find the book, let
me know.
Welcome
to this edition of Phenomenal Health. I'm Dr. Jeff Hawkins. Today we're going to be discussing vaccinations, which is one of the most emotionally charged and controversial subjects in the country. If you have children and are thinking about vaccinating them, or you're an adult and you're thinking about getting the flu shot, then you better stay tuned. You're really going to love this show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Phenomenal Health. Phenomenal Health is...
Anyway, the truth is out there, guys. This is the point. If you just do a little digging, a little research, you'll find it. You'll find it. And this is how the internet is supposed to work. Link, link, search, search, and you'll find stuff. Pretty interesting. Well, this is what happens. Once you look, you will find. So I'm going to start looking into his stuff. I've got a backlog of Dr. Nancy Turner Banks. Tons of stuff to follow. I hope I gave you some ideas tonight. That's the whole point of this show. To give you some ideas where to follow, where to look. And you're getting the whole vaccine story from a fakeologist's point of view. That's what makes this show unique. I can't really speak to all conspiracies all the time. But this one that we're living in right now, of course, is the biggest one of all time. So hopefully my unique perspective with all my research is valuable to you. If it is, of course, fakeologist.com/donate. If it isn't, you can also go there and send a donation. And all this does take time to assemble and energy, but it's a labor of love. I enjoy it. This will be my revenge for the vaccine damage caused in my family. And here's something funny. I ran into another real person today, and he got injected, even though he's really up to date on a lot of truth, because he wanted to go to a restaurant. Yeah. And he's got aches and pains. He's an older guy. He's in his 60s. But he was injected because he wanted to travel and go in a restaurant. I said, well, how's that working out for you? Because here in Ontario, the restaurants are closed again. You can't get on a plane now. Well, I guess he can get on a plane. The point is, though, he knew about tons of the conspiracy deception. He didn't really know that all vaccines are dangerous. He didn't know that they're the cause of all illness in our modern times. But at least he was listening, which is good. And he does know many people that were vaccine injured. He told me of some person within his inner or one separation out circle, some woman in her 50s who suddenly died with no explanation. She was in good health, just died in the night. No, they don't ask if she's injected, but chances are she was, because most people these days in Kanakistan are. So it's kind of sad. And if anyone wants proof that people are getting injured, just start asking in your immediate circle, because no one is going to offer this information. There's a ton of shame to admit you were damaged or hurt, because people don't want to believe it, especially when they don't really hear any stories to confirm that their experience is legitimate. There's no confirmation in their media world. But if you ask real people and tell them to put two and two together, because they probably haven't, you'll be stunned. And I put this seed in this guy's head tonight, and he came up with one within 30 seconds. And it's pretty phenomenal. So this is a real thing that's happening. There are real injuries. There are really people getting sick or killed. And a lot of them are in their middle ages, people with just a few health issues or minor health issues. But this inflammation that's caused by this experimental biological injection sends a lot of people over the edge and kills them. I suppose if you're in perfect health, you probably have a much better chance. Not because you have a good immune system. It's just because you're healthy. And if your body's poisoned by only one thing instead of 10, it has a half a chance at staying alive. Alrighty, we're going to wrap this up. It is January 11th, 2022. It's 9:30 in the PM. Thanks for joining. We'll probably have John back on tomorrow. And we'll take your calls and make sure you, if you have any questions for John, go to his website, estateartistryibelieve.com. The links are in my show notes from yesterday. Go over there. If you can send him $5 for the book, do it if you can. Just show your support. But he should be on tomorrow. Spacebusters, still trying to get him. Maybe Northern Tracy, we'll get her back on. Talk about her great work, and she does great work. You know that. She's always interesting to talk to. Always interesting. Absolutely. And yeah, I'm just reading that she's having problems on Blurt. That's fine. I told her just stick to her own website. Get your own website like Fakeologist. You don't need any of these hosts. They're just going to rip you off in the end. But anyway, we'll have her on again for sure. And keep in touch. Ima@fakeologist.com. That's my email. And we will talk to you guys. Okay, one more quick look at the chat. Okay, everyone's saying good night. Fantastic. Good chat tonight, guys. And thank you guys all for coming out, for sure.